During the Second World War, U.S. forces seized the Admiralty Islands in part to get access to Sea Adler Harbor, a large deep-water anchorage on Manus Island, about 350 miles north of New Guinea. The big naval base and airfield the U.S. built were turned over to Australia in 1946, which in turn handed them to Papua New Guinea on its independence in 1975. PNG renamed the base Lombrum. In recent years, the now dilapidated facility has housed four elderly patrol boats. As part of this new agreement, PNG's Navy will receive four new Guardian-class patrol boats from Australia. At the ceremony held in Canberra to formalize the deal, PNG Defense Secretary Trevor Mayauri said Lombrum has to be upgraded to accommodate these bigger boats. Australia has committed more than $3.5 million to improve the wharf. At the signing ceremony, defense ministers and military chiefs spoke of improved cooperation and greater opportunities for training, but there was no hint of any plans to transform Lombrum into a modern naval base, which would involve storage for fuel and ammunition, radars, communications gear, anything like that would run into hundreds of millions of dollars at least. At the APEC summit in Port Moresby last November, Vice President Mike Pence said the U.S. will partner with Australia and PNG on Lombrum, but made no commitment of money or equipment. PNG does have a $30 million deal to redevelop the airfield adjacent to Lombrum, a deal with China. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.